Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we are sitting down with Dr. Richard Friend. Dr. Friend is the Dean of the College of Community Health Sciences at the University of Alabama. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Friend.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back.
Today's topic is the University Medical Center's Rural Clinics and the Patient Experience Updates. So tell us a little bit about the University Medical Center.
So University Medical Center is part of the College of Community Health Sciences. College of Community Health Sciences does a lot of things, but we run and operate the University Medical Center, which is a primary care medicine specialty practice. And by that I mean we focus on primary care. We have family medicine, internal medicine, pediatrics, OBGYN, psychiatry, psychology, as well as endocrinology and neurology. So we're very busy here at our main location, but we also have locations in five other locations, one in Northport. We have a brand new clinic down there right behind the Lowe's and Aldi's by the Tuscaloosa Airport. We also have a clinic in Carrollton, Alabama, which is in Pickens County. Fayette, we do prenatal care, which is a service that's much needed there. There are no OBGYNs up in that area, so those patients come see us and then we deliver them either at the DCH or Northport campus. We also have clinics in Sumter County and Marengo County.
And tell us a little bit about how you all, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but how do you all meet the needs of the community, especially those in the rural areas?
Well, you know, our part of our mission is to improve health care throughout the Southeast region, Alabama, and particularly in rural Alabama. We've been focused on that since the beginning of the college 50 years ago when the legislator created the college to really produce more family doctors. And so we do that. We have also pretty extensive rural programs for undergraduate students before they go to medical school, for high school students to get them interested in healthcare. And then we have a big health services foundation and a big medical enterprise through our patient care as well.
And what defines a rural clinic?
Well, it depends who you ask. Most of Alabama's areas do meet the definition of rural. Most definitions, there are parts of Tuscaloosa that we consider, Tuscaloosa County that we consider rural. But it's usually by zip code and it's usually by population and the number of primary doctors in those areas.
And who can go to the University Medical Center? Tell us a little bit about who all is can go.
So we welcome everybody. We welcome the public. We welcome our faculty staff. We have a faculty staff clinic. College of Community Health Science also operates the Student Health Center and Pharmacy here on the University of Alabama. All of our outlying clinics are open to the public and we welcome anybody. We do prenatal care. We do newborn care. We do pediatric adolescent care. We do adult medicine, and we do geriatrics medicine. So we really have a full line of services that really are instrumental in taking care of the community.
Any places you guys want to expand, or you think you pretty much got this area covered?
Well, I always want to think about expansion, but right now we're really trying to catch up with what we have, and I think we continue to build infrastructure, continuing to build capacity, continuing to add providers and services, but there are many counties out there and many towns out there that need more rural health care, so we're always looking for opportunities to expand.
And you know, previously back in the day, I like to say that you used to have to call the doctor and get an update on like whatever happens at the doctor, but now you don't have to do that. Tell us a little bit about the patient experience, the Loop portal.
So we're working very hard on patient experience. We've always had an excellent patient experience. Once you could get into University Medical Center, we're really trying to open access to make sure people can call on the phone and get a human. We're trying to expand our patient portal, and we'll have a new patient portal in the next 3 to 4 months that's going to be more interoperable and allow patients to have their information almost instantaneously. You'll be able to take care of paying your bills. You'll also be able to access your medical chart no matter where you are. So we're invested in that. And we're really invested in continuing to develop customer service at University Medical Center and all of our clinics, and try to put the patient first in everything that we do.
How long has this patient experience or portal been around?
Well, the patient portals in various forms have been around for a while, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Some work better than others, but our particular system, we're going to see an upgrade in that service, which I think is going to be better for our patients and better for our physicians in communicating with our patients.
And why is it important for people to kind of have quick access to their health care charts?
Well, there's several new regulations. It's information blocking rule, which says that a patient basically owns their own data. It's not owned by a physician or by a hospital. And so the regulations that you have to be able to provide patients information in a certain time period, and certain information almost instantaneously. So we pay attention to those things, but it's just better patient care if patients know what's going on and can access their own records no matter where they are in the world. And no matter where they may be in the community, at a specialist office or somewhere else, just because electronic medical records don't communicate well yet, not everybody's on the same system. So I think that's been a challenge for the industry.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Is it easier, like when you switch doctors, can they print stuff out from that and maybe take it, or can they just pull it up when they go to the doctor's office to if they go to another doctor?
Well, you have to have patient consent. And if you have a patient's consent, patients can easily access their records, either printed or electronically. But again, systems talking to systems is still a problem that the industry is going through. But I do think we're going to see headway with artificial intelligence and really some consolidation in the electronic medical record market with the smaller groups that really can't keep up with the industry standards and the regulations dropping out of the market, and some of the bigger providers, I think, are going to expand.
And whenever you say patient portal or patient updates, I think about people like my parents who struggle with technology. Is this user-friendly? Because I know you guys see seniors, and is this user-friendly?
It is, and we have great staff. Our operators, our nurses, our medical assistants are always, and our receptionists are always eager to help people access those tools, but we have to make them so that anybody can access these tools. And if they're not comfortable, they have to be able to call us and get a human on the line. They have to be able to contact us via email or via one of our websites so that we can communicate with them. We get some feedback on Facebook, and we monitor that very closely. And if we see a patient that's having an issue, we'll reach out to them almost immediately and try to get that issue resolved. So there's lots of different ways, if you pay attention and you put the patient first and you care about the patient experience, that you can have an impact.
And how do these patient experience or portals impact healthcare?
Well, they impact healthcare to a great degree now. That's basically your medical history, your updated medical history, and anybody can have a medical event at any time. And so whether you come to our clinic, or you go to student health, or you have to be admitted to DCH, or you have to be admitted to UAB. Patients need to have access to their information to get the best care, the most cost-effective care, and timely care.
Now, do you all take all types of insurance, or how does that work?
We do. We take most third-party insurances. We take over 496 different insurances at Student Health because of all the international students that we have and the students we have from across the country. So I haven't seen an insurance plan that we didn't accept yet. We take Medicare, we take Medicaid, and we do have some self-insured patients that are on high deductible spending plans that choose to pay the bills themselves. So we really have the range of services. We want to be able to provide access to just about anybody that walks in the clinic.
And I'm sure you guys have had some positive impact, especially opening in rural areas. I'm sure they're kind of glad to see you all down there because
Hospitals are going away. The model for medical care, particularly primary medical care, is changing quickly. The college has always been committed to rural health care, but I think in different ways. Now that we have bricks and mortar, we have personnel, all of our personnel are UA employees. And so we're trying to bring UA and the excellence that UA has to rural areas and provide great care. And of course, we have University Medical Center here in Tuscaloosa, and we can connect with one of our many specialists, our geriatricians, our psychiatrists, our endocrinologists, our neurologists, either both an in-person appointment or by telemedicine. So we work with both platforms.
And these clinics cover everything from newborn to senior citizens, right?
We do. We do. We cover all of those things. Our Northport Clinic and our Demopolis Clinic also do prenatal care. Demopolis, we've helped that hospital, Brian Whitfield Hospital, reopen their labor unit, which, as everybody's seen recently, many labor units across Alabama are closing. So that's a precious resource that we feel like we can continue to help the community keep viable. It's hard work. It's not easy. It's expensive. But we're committed to making a difference. And those two clinics do prenatal care as well.
Anything else you want to add, Dr. Friend?
No, thank you for having me, and I appreciate your time.
All right, thank you so much, Dr. Friend, for joining us for this week's Health Matters Report.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.